Many moons ago, on a star world much like your own. Star Worlds, a Jedi world. Episode 2, The Greatest Cape. The Rebel World heroes are at the brink of a despair world. A Han world, recently unfrozen by the disguised Leena Princess, Princess of Royal Highness world, has had his eyesight slightly hindered by freezing sickness, forcing him to rely on his feelings to guide him through the treacherous palace of a Jabba world. Leena Princess has had her disguise removed and replaced with skimpy clothes. C.T. Metal Man and Art Dudidont are now butlers in Jabba World's palace. And Landau Williams, betrayer of a Han world, has found employment as Jabba's sandboat operator. But the most important Rebel World hero has managed to evade the clutches of the vile gangster. Until now. Jabba World plans to send Luke down into his basement monster pit world, where he must face the dreaded Wrangler monster beast pit.
Do Jung Poo Bloom Sunda.
Oh no! Master Luke! You're standing on a trapdoor above the monster world beneath!
Don't worry, CT. My Jedi world mind force will save me from... Long fall. I must be in a basement monster pit.
Luke! Luke, are you okay down there? You've fallen into the basement monster pit! Jabba World wants to see you eaten until you die! Don't give him the satisfaction!
I think I'll take your advice. Han, can you reach my star saber?
Probably not from up here. Don't worry, kid. I'll find a way, even without the use of my star eyes.
Han World uses his senses and feelings to save Luke from the Wrangler monster beast pet. But the victory is short-lived.
So, Luke, I know we're prisoners again. But when we escape, you owe me one.
Han, I never doubted that I would. Now, if Ardu follows my plan, we'll be off this sandboat in no time. By the way, did you dig Leena Princess, Princess of a Royal Highness World's skimpy clothes outfit?
Tell me about it. You should go for...
Do chot! Chot boo!
Oh no! Ardu! They're about to push Master Luke into the sand hole in the sand!
CT! Hey, CT! Don't worry, we have a plan! Ardu, dee, do, throw me the star saber.
Good job, kid. I knew we'd fight our way out of here. You, with the helmet, you're out of here. Wait. Don't hit me. It's your old pal, Landell Williams. I'm here to rescue you. You fixed us all real good, didn't you, buddy? I think it's time you took a sand bath.
Hey, where's Landell? Han, you find Landell. I'll get Leena Princess, Princess of her Royal Highness world.
Right! Landell! I couldn't tell it was him before because of my eyesight. Hey, Landell! It's me, Han. Come with me if you want to live. Wait, I thought you were blind! Not blind enough to keep me from saving the day. A little higher! Just a little higher! Now you're gonna owe me one!
As the Rebel World heroes end their adventures with the Jabba World, a new adventure begins in a space world. The dark forces of an Empire world have begun work on a second Death World space gun. And the Rebel World heroes have no choice but to persuade them to stop building it. The forces of good gather in a space world to discuss their plans.
Han, look! There's your old friend Landell! Maybe you two should bury the hatchet.
I already have, your royal nosiness. Landell, look at you as a general with a general's cape.
Someone must have told the rebels I should be a general and wear the cape. Look at this general's cape.
It was me. I told them to make you a general and give you a general's cape. I did it as a favor because you tried to rescue me, so we're even. But then I rescued you, so now you owe me one again. Plus, you betrayed me once, so that's two you owe me, Junior.
You old double-crosser!
Okay, you two, you old friends. We need to have this meeting and decide who's going to lead the attack on a death world.
Well, I've already got the cape, and I'm an expert pilot with a good grasp on a force world. Hey, we've done all this stuff already.
Ackball, do you mind if we just handle this by ourselves again?
Take evasive action!
You heard the beast! Ha!
Excuse me, Lena Princess, Princess of a Royal Highness world, have you seen Master Luke?
I'm here! Don't worry, everyone, I'm here. I made it.
You're late, kid.
Maybe so, but I have a lot to offer the team.
Wait. I can sense... Yes. I sense you'll be riding with Landell. As the Rebel World heroes bask in the frivolity of a returning Luke, who has just returned from witnessing Yoda World dying in his sleep, little do they know that Worldbreaker and his battle battalion have already decided to finish working on the second Death World space gun. It will be fully operational when the Rebel World friends arrive, leaving them to seek help from some unlikely heroes, a group of small furry creatures that seem harmless at first, but turn out to be a force strong enough to defeat the Stormtroopers hiding out on a forest world. But the real question is, will Luke be able to defeat his mystery father Worldbreaker on his own, with nary a force brother in sight?